The Simulation We Choose. Chapter 5. Manufactured Values and Beliefs. Once, belief systems were shaped by the slow churn of culture, family, and experience. Ideas traveled through conversation, books, and traditions, layered over years, evolving alongside the individual. Today, that process is accelerating. Simulated environments bypass the natural flow of information, curating values not through introspection or shared struggle, but by designing the experiences we encounter. The algorithms behind social media, news platforms, and digital environments are not neutral. They prioritize engagement, and in doing so, they become architects of ideology. Over time, the simulations we immerse ourselves in do not merely reflect our existing beliefs, they mold them. This transformation happens subtly, often beneath the surface of conscious thought, but the results are profound. The shift begins innocently. A person logs into a platform seeking distraction, entertainment, or connection. The simulation greets them with content aligned to their preferences, reinforcing ideas they already hold. Each interaction tightens the loop, shrinking the breadth of conflicting views. Eventually, the world that emerges within the simulation feels more real than the one outside it. But here lies the danger. This curated experience becomes indistinguishable from reality. If a belief system forms entirely within the walls of a simulation, how does one know where the simulation ends and the real world begins? Tailored realities, fragmented truths. In the past, shared experiences forged collective understanding. People consumed the same news, read the same books, and gathered around common events. Even when perspectives differed, the foundation of reality remained largely intact. Today, that foundation splinters as simulations carve out personalized versions of truth. Consider how algorithmic feeds construct individualized news ecosystems. Two people living in the same household may experience the world through entirely different lenses, each simulation reinforcing a unique set of values, shielding them from conflicting narratives. This process reshapes belief not by imposing new ideas, but by gradually erasing those that contradict the curated environment. Exposure to opposing viewpoints dwindles, and over time, so does the ability to empathize with those who hold them. What emerges is not a unified society, but a series of micro-realities, drifting further apart with every cycle of engagement. These fractures do not appear hostile. In fact, they feel natural. After all, the simulation suggests that the values it presents are self-evident, tailored perfectly to the user's identity and reinforced by the absence of dissent. The cost of this division is subtle but far-reaching. A fragmented reality leaves little room for reconciliation. When truth becomes subjective, consensus becomes impossible. Values on demand. Simulated environments do not ask users to adopt new values immediately. Instead, they offer a menu of identities, each prepackaged and ready for consumption. Through curated content, users gravitate toward belief systems that align with their personal narrative. The process resembles shopping. If one identity fails to satisfy, another is waiting to take its place. Values become modular, easily swapped or discarded. This fluidity creates a paradox. On the one hand, simulations foster self-exploration. People can engage with new ideas in ways that were once inaccessible. But on the other hand, the absence of friction undermines the authenticity of the process. True belief is forged through conflict, challenged by opposition, tempered by doubt. Simulated environments remove these barriers, offering identities that are convincing because they are unchallenged. In this system, belief becomes transactional. A person may adopt the appearance of conviction, but when discomfort arises, the simulation provides an escape hatch. Unfollowing, muting, or disengaging removes opposing voices, allowing the individual to retreat into the safety of like-minded circles. The question then arises, if values shift the moment they become inconvenient, are they values at all? Algorithmic morality. One of the most insidious aspects of simulations is their capacity to shape moral frameworks. The algorithms governing digital spaces prioritize visibility, often amplifying emotional, polarizing content. This phenomenon does not stem from malicious intent, but from the simple reality that outrage drives engagement. As a result, simulations reward content that simplifies complex issues into digestible moral binaries. Nuance dissolves, and with it, the capacity for moral ambiguity. The simulation rewards certainty, crafting an environment where conviction is mistaken for truth. Over time, this process erodes critical thinking. People become less willing to wrestle with moral uncertainty because the simulation offers easy answers, pre-framed for consumption. In the absence of complexity, moral frameworks flatten, reducing the world to good versus evil, right versus wrong. Concepts that rarely withstand the weight of real-world experience. Belief without reflection. The danger of simulated environments lies not in their capacity to introduce new ideas, but in their ability to eliminate reflection. In a world that caters to instant gratification, there is little room for contemplation. Values form as a byproduct of engagement, shaped by the algorithm rather than by personal exploration. In previous generations, belief often required isolation, time spent alone, wrestling with uncertainty. Simulations, by contrast, ensure that users are never alone with their thoughts. Notifications, feeds, and curated experiences fill every gap, ensuring that reflection is replaced by consumption. This creates a dangerous dependency. As long as the simulation provides answers, the desire to seek them independently fades. The individual becomes a mirror of the environment, adopting the values it reflects. The quiet surrender. Perhaps the most unsettling aspect of manufactured values is the subtlety of the process. There is no clear moment of transformation, no point where one consciously surrenders their belief system. Instead, the simulation exerts its influence through countless small interactions. A video watched here, a comment thread engaged with there. Slowly, the boundaries between the individual and the environment dissolve. By the time the shift becomes noticeable, the simulation feels less like an external force and more like a natural extension of the self. The question is not whether simulations will manufacture values, they already do. The real question is whether we will notice, and if we do, whether we will care enough to resist.